The Valley's Best Rock, 105.1 The Blaze, Rash in the Morning Blaze. I love movies, man. I've seen a lot of them. And I understand that not everyone has seen all the movies that I've seen. So I do, in general anyway, try not to be a movie spoiler. But when does the statute of limitations on spoiling film run out? It's time to play Who's the Jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk!
499-1051, that's the phone number, so you can chime in on today's Who's the Jerk. It's kind of a two-parter. I have your standard tell me who the a-hole part is, as always. But then at the end here, we're going to need to come up with some kind of consensus, a general understanding here, some ground rules on when it's okay and when it's not okay to spoil a movie for someone who hasn't seen it. There needs to be some kind of statute of limitations. If the movie's old enough or a bigger piece of pop culture, you shouldn't have to say spoiler alert before telling people, for example, that Darth Vader is Luke's dad. I mean, come on. At this point, if you don't know, you don't care. So last night, I'm at a bar having a couple pops with some buddies, and there's a movie on the TV at the bar. I don't know, there must not have been any sports on or something like that. So the Saving Private Ryan was on TV in the bar. We start talking about the movie, and come to find out one of the guys at the table hadn't seen the movie. I found out he hadn't seen the movie because as we started discussing the end of the film, he chipped in with a, "Thanks for ruining it, guys. I really wanted to see that." Bro, the movie came out in 1998. Apparently, it wasn't that pressing of a matter for you. As we continued to drink, he continued to get more and more upset that we had ruined this movie for him. Sorry, bro. Tom Hanks dies and Matt Damon's the old guy in the cemetery. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. So my question to you is, who's the jerk in this situation? Me and my friends for discussing a movie we saw 20 years ago, or our friend who was honestly upset that we ruined it for him and now he doesn't feel the need to see it at all? Because apparently it was on his, quote, to-do list. And also, what are the rules on spoiling movies? How old does a movie have to be for you to freely talk about it? I mean, this movie was on TV in a bar. If you can't spoil it then when can you? 499-1051, you tell me who's the jerk.
Yeah, no, definitely your buddy who hadn't seen the movie. If somebody hasn't seen the new Avengers movie in 6 months, sorry, be ready for some spoilers.
That's a whole other thing. Like, Avengers comes out, if you're talking about it the day after or as you're walking out of the theater, then you're an a-hole. But yeah, you're right. After a year, come on, it's fair game.
Right, exactly.
How about you? What do you think?
Quit crying, bro! You know what? You can't go back in time.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I like your energy.
Is that guy related to that idiot that moved the refrigerator?
No, I just have a lot of dumb friends.
I mean, that guy's an idiot. That's an old-ass movie.
That's what I'm saying. The movie, I had to Google it to find out just how old it was. I'm like, bro, this movie's like 10 years old. Come to find out it's 20 years old. And he had the balls to tell us that we were ruining it for him.
Yeah, that guy's a moron.
Okay, here's my theory. If a movie's still in theaters and you're talking about it, okay, that's bad.
Okay.
But if it's out of theaters, I think it's fair game.
Okay, that's my rule too. If it's in theaters, don't discuss it because maybe people haven't seen it. Once it's out of theaters, it's free for discussion. If it's on TV in the bar, you can't expect people to not say something about the end of the movie.
Right. Although I would say there's one exception. If you were with a bunch of buddies and you knew someone hadn't seen the movie, if you knew that ahead of time and you said something, okay, that's bad. But I think it's safe to assume that a 20-year-old movie is fair game to talk about.
I agree. I will say, I don't care if I knew he hadn't seen it or not. It's 20 years old. If he wanted to see it, he had plenty of time.
Okay, good point.
I'm very persuasive. But what do you think? You can comment below. We need to come up with a concrete definition of when it's okay to talk about movies that your friends haven't seen. When it becomes their fault for being lazy, for lack of a better way of saying it. And if you want to catch Who's the Jerk live, don't miss an all-new Morning Blaze weekdays starting at 6 a.m. on 105.1 The Blaze.